is still an engineering wonder of the world, a feat some thought impossible, yet something that became a reality in a place that looked a bit like a desert. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to radiateroots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Just outside of Las Vegas sits one of the engineering wonders of the world, a 20th century creation that had been in the planning stages for nearly a century, it seems.
It goes all the way back to John Wesley Powell's expeditions up and down the Green and Colorado Rivers. Aside from just exploring the rivers, they were looking for a dam site, and that was the 1850s.
There were over 75 years of talks of a dam before construction ever started on Hoover Dam in the early 1930s. Dennis McBride says that although the area was a barren stretch of southernmost Nevada, there was activity here before the dam.
There was mining going on in Searchlight and El Dorado Canyon and other places around Las Vegas. There was ranching and farming. There was even ranching and farming down along the Colorado River.
By the early 1930s, crews were finally in place and beginning the mighty engineering task.
They had what they called dewater the site, which means how are they going to get this river out of this hard rock canyon? And they contrived a series of tunnels, four tunnels. And they had to have the river diverted no later than the fall of 1932.
By November of 1932, the river had been diverted. A mighty undertaking here outside of Las Vegas.
It was something bigger than anyone had ever attempted, and it actually served as a sort of construction laboratory. They invented equipment that became standard later on other similar projects.
It took a mighty force of workers to build Hoover Dam, and we'll have that chapter of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Boulder City, Nevada. I'm Andrew McCray.